The Pirate Dialect. This be the dialect used by pirates, sea dogs, buccaneers, and other assorted scoundrels of the seven seas. Who else would have so much salt in their speech, aye? Now, this particular dialect hath a definite up-and-down rhythm to it, much like the waves on the sea. Syntax. First of all, pirates conjugate slightly differently than most folks. Most folks will say, I play, thou playest, he, she, it playeth, we play, you play, they play. But now us pirates, we gotta add a little bit extra. So, for I, we add an S on the end. So I plays, thou playest, he, she, it playeth, we play, you play, they play. And that's all you need to know about pirate conjugation. There's also the pirate reflexive. Now, the pirate reflexive is a little extra bit what we tax onto the end of the sentence, and it restates, usually, the verb and the subject. So, we hung the scurvy dog from the yardarm, we did. That little we did at the end is what I'm talking about here. So that's the pirate reflexive. So much for syntax. I don't know about you, but I don't care much for anything that has the word tax in it. Let us now move on to the study of the sound changes, the actual alterations you must needs make in your voice to be sounding like a pirate. The first one is pretty straightforward. The ah sound in words like hot darkens to the aw sound in words like ought. Therefore, you've got a lot of pots turns into you've got a lot of pots. You've got a lot of pots. Simple enough, aye? Forgive me while I drop into my Native American to explain this next sound. It's kind of tricky. There is actually two different sounds involved, but you're going to have to practice a bit to learn to hear them. The first is the ah sound in words like master and demand, and the second is the ah sound in words like map and hand. If you listen to them both together, you can start to learn to hear the difference. First, master, and second, map. Demand, hand. You hear the difference there a little bit. So, how do you know which one you're using when? To most folks, the two sounds do seem very much alike. There is a general rule that you can use while you're learning to distinguish the two, but it's pretty complicated. Make the first change, as in master, when the a comes before f, s, th, and n, unless the n is followed by a d, as in han. See, I told you it was complicated. And to make it worse, there are even a few exceptions, such as command. The rule is really only designed to get you through until your ear gets used to hearing these sounds. So, let's go back and take a look at these sounds. The first sound, the a in master and demand, becomes an aw sound, like you're adding an h after it. So, another draft, master craftsman, turns into another draft, master craftsman. Another draft, Master Craftsman. The second sound, the a in words like map and hand, darkens just a little bit. So, flap not thy hand like that turns into flap not thy hand like that. Flap not thy hand like that. You see there that the difference in the pirate dialect is much more pronounced. Let us now proceed to a much more simpler and indeed more entertaining change, that which those fancy folks what study these things call the J-U glide. The notion here is you insert a Y sound before a long U sound in words like student, so you get in pirate student. Therefore, do tell the Duke's student what a fool is due turns into do tell the Duke's student what a fool is due. Do tell the Duke's student what a fool is due. Now note there the difference between do and do. Herein is the rule. If it changeth the meaning, change not the sound. So, fool remaineth fool, and not fuel. For he is a jester, and not firewood. Nextly, we come to a sound that is a fairly simple change. Any word, what is written with a WH in the front of it, you swap round the two sounds to an HW. Truly, 'tis the same sound, you just put more air through it. So, words like why become why. And I know not the whys and wherefores of his wandering turns into I know not the whys and wherefores of his wandering. I know not the whys and wherefores of his wandering. And now everybody's favorite, the hard R. This is the sound that makes you really sound piratical. The martyr's heart was never hard becomes the martyr's heart was never hard. The martyr's heart was never hard. This, of course, is the sound what gives rise to the classic R, matey. Nextly, the sound in words like pub becomes a short ah sound, as in father. Therefore, come, Jim, have a cup with me in the pub, turns into, come, Jim, have a cup with me in the pub. Come, Jim, have a cup with me in the pub. Now, the long I sound in words like fight becomes an oi sound, almost like in toy. Therefore, I should like a bite of that pie turns into I should like a bite of that pie. I should like a bite of that pie. Next we come to the long O sound in words like go. Now this here sound, you stretch it out a bit. Therefore, go over to the rowboat turns into go over to the rowboat. Go over to the rowboat. Now, the ow sound in words like cow becomes an ow sound. Now this is a very Scottish sound, although us pirates, we do not take it quite so far as the Scots do. Listen here. Art thou going down to the town? Turns into, art thou going down to the town? Art thou going down to the town? Now you'll note there that I said going. You drop that final G from any words what ends in ing. So, we had wondrous dancing and singing, Jim, turns into we had wondrous dancing and singing, Jim. We had wondrous dancing and singing, Jim. Now, nextly, we come to the A sound in words like bake. This is another one what we stretches out a bit. So, she made a fake cake turns into she made a fake cake and put a file in it for me, she did. She made a fake cake and put a file in it for me, she did. Now, the sound produced by the letters A-L-L is slightly lilted, not so much as in the Irish, but still, there's a little music to it. So, all turns into all. And he called at the hall every fall turns into he called at the hall every fall. He called at the Hall every fall. Finally, pirates are a lazy lot, and we tend to drop our initial H's off of our words. So, he had a hard-worn hat turns into he had a hard-worn hat. He had a hard-worn hat. Lastly, I should like to give you a line from Muppet Treasure Island to be practising with. Now, I recommend using this line to get into dialect before rehearsal or performance. First, an American. Ah, Jim. Smollett sails by rules and laws. That's what being a captain's all about. Me, I sails by the stars. All right, now in pirate. Ah, Jim. Smollett sails by rules and laws. That's what being a captain's all about. Me, I sails by the stars. We shall break this down into parts for you. Ah, Jim. Smollett sails by rules and laws. That's what being a captain's all about. Me, I sails by the stars. And once more, all together now. Ah, Jim, Smollett sails by rules and laws. That's what being a captain's all about. Me, I sails by the stars. And there you have it. All the changes thou shalt need to speak like a pirate. I wishes ye much joy of it, I does.